This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Matthew Passy. Got a big headline number on the housing start support this morning, but may not be as good as it seems. We'll explain right after this.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
With instant reaction to the report on housing starts this morning, we are joined by Patrick Newport. He's economist at IHS Economics. And Patrick, when you look at this report, its headline is very strong, but is the number really as good as what we're looking at?
No. There are two key things from this report. One of them is that the multifamily market is doing just fine. The second is that the single-family market is not. The key number in this report is the single-family permits number, which I think is the most important housing statistic that comes out every month. That number started falling about 6 months ago, and it inched up just a little bit. I thought it was going to grow a lot more this month from a rebound from the weather, but it hasn't. And what we're learning is that the single family market is just struggling. It's just not taking off as fast. It's actually shrinking right now.
What are some of the factors that are weighing on the single family housing market right now?
The key thing may be cost, because construction costs are rising as much as new home prices, and so profit margins aren't growing all that much. The builders say that builders are having trouble getting credit, and that they're not a lot of lots out there to build on, and I think that also may be a factor. I think the key unknown is what is happening to household formation. The answer to that is that we just don't know. Most of the census data indicate that it's growing at a 1.1 million rate over the last 2 or 3 years, but that number is not very well estimated. It's well estimated every 10 years. It could be growing at half of that, so the demand for new housing just may not be there. And if that's the case, we're just not going to see a rebound in housing. I hope that's not the case. I hope that it's other things. But if it is, then the housing market is going to disappoint us for the next three years.
Does it seem like the economy itself, the economic recovery that we've been seeing the past couple of months, even the past couple of years, could get slowed down if we're not getting this recovery in housing as well?
Well, it's not going to get slowed down. It's just not going to get the extra kick that we've been hoping for. It's the extra kick from housing that most forecasters, including the Fed, base their forecast for stronger growth this year and next year. If that doesn't happen, then the economy is going to continue to grow at a subpar rate of about 2-3% as it has over the last 4 years. So we need something to kickstart the economy. We had hoped that it would be housing, but so far that hasn't turned out to be the case. And again, so we're continuing to grow at very disappointing rates.
And the rise in multifamily housing, while again, it's not that single-family house you want to see people buying homes, there is still a little bit of encouragement in that number.
Well, it just tells us that people are switching from buying homes to renting. I think that's partly related to the fact that it's just harder to own. It's harder to qualify to buy a home now. So we're going to be more. There are going to be more renters. So not a lot more renters. The homeownership rate is right now, it's about 65. It may fall to 64%. But we're just moving away from homeownership towards renting. And I think that's why that market is doing very well.
Pat, anything else you see in these numbers that we should be keeping in mind?
No, I think you hit the key point, and that is that the headline number looks pretty good, but if you dig deeper into the details, the news isn't good. The single family market is just not doing very well right now.
We've been speaking with Patrick Newport, economist at IHS Economics. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
You can get details on this story and more at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.